Puzzlin Ch. Limited community grant funds could leave some local nonprofits in search of funding alternatives in 2024. While $24,993 in community grant funds are currently available, a new report coming to council on Wednesday says $37,740 is currently requested between nine organizations in 2024, a shortfall of over $10,000. Of the $23,317 in grant funds available in 2023, council only received an allocated $12,115. To delegate during the meeting, Sunrise Therapeutic Riding and Learning Center is requesting $18,500, two-thirds of the available grant money, to reseed its pasturelands, replace its barn furnace and purchase essential tools. On the lower end of requests, the Ellis Church is looking for $500 to keep its doors open, pay for ground and building maintenance and continue non-denominational services. Requesting $3,000 each, the Friends of Mill Creek would use grant funds to continue its ranger program and environmental stewardship work, while the Paslinch Minor Soccer Club would use funds to address team equipment needs and purchase medical kits. The Aberfoyle Farmers Market intends to use a $3,000 request to implement initiatives directly benefiting local farmers by subsidizing the cost for any full-time vendor to obtain their MyPick verification through Farmers Markets Ontario, expand its Junior Farmer program and showcase local farms through a market box program. Also requesting $3,000, the Optimist Club of Paslinch said increasing costs in all aspects are needed to supplement fundraising activities, or portions of its annual Canada Day celebrations could be scaled back. While the annual fall fair will still go ahead without a $3,000 grant, the Aberfoyle Agricultural Society said it would be harder to leverage funds from corporate and private supporters. With a grant of $2,740, the Creef Hills Retreat Center would offer four free education sessions using half-day or evening hands-on learning experiences about growing and eating your own food. Without it, the sessions will be offered at a fee, creating a barrier for those facing economic limits and may decrease engagement. Submitting its application post-deadline, the Whistle Stop Cooperative Play School needs $1,000 to expand its major fundraising event, Breakfast with the Easter Bunny, and will be at a loss without grants and fundraising. The full report is available here. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.